Hello, welcome to the sociopath and the empath. I'm Aria.
I'm Emily.
This is episode 15. Yeah. Today we're not in Emily's house. We are in my basement. So, I'm freezing. So cold. But yeah, so we're all quarantined and great and everything. Actually, our state's not one of the ones that's like shelter in place. It's not that bad, but most people are out of their jobs right now. But we're healthcare workers.
Yeah, so we're not. We're essential.
We are, technically. Essential, but not essential, kind of.
We still haven't had it yet. So, we're good.
Right. I was in and out of coronavirus rooms all day today, picking up people's shit and talking to people. Someone didn't want to leave, so...
If Aria doesn't come back, the coronavirus got her. I'll update you guys.
I'm trying to get it actively because I think it would be awesome to have 2 weeks off. What?
You just touched my BB gun.
Oh my god. It's not like I was not able to take the necessary precautions today. They made me. And, like, I was with people the whole time.
You know, you do realize that, like, this kills people, right?
If you already have a pre-existing...
Do you see how selfish this is? I want 2 weeks off.
If you have a pre...
But I'll just risk killing people.
If you have a pre-existing condition, then it can be fatal.
Someone here could...
Nobody here has that.
You don't know. They could develop it.
Oh my god. You can't develop a pre-existing thing. It has to be pre-existing. That's the point.
Hey, someone in this house has really bad asthma.
Okay, well...
It's a respiratory infection.
You would be fine.
Fuck off.
What?
No!
Yes!
2 weeks! They don't... Did you hear that? Like, okay. Beside the point. You would have to use your own PTO.
It is a 2 week vacation.
You have to use your own PTO, though.
It's a 2 week vacation.
You're fucking stupid. Yeah, let's just risk people's lives. That's perfectly fine.
How am I risking people's lives? I'd be on a self quarantine in my own house.
Which house would you be at, though?
It doesn't matter if I stay here at my mom's.
Yes, it does, because you're still spreading it. You can't leave that house. They put a piece of paper on your door and say this person is in quarantine.
They do not. I swear.
Yep.
No, they don't.
Let me get it up right now.
You get put on a list.
Nope.
The CDC
Hold on.
Come to your house and do all this shit.
No, no, they're
not a freaking SWAT team.
Oh my
team.
God. Don't worry, Ara, just kill people. That's fine.
She's being way overreactive.
I'm not being. That's just stupid. You're gonna fucking get somebody sick.
Oh my god. This is not killing as many people as you think it is.
The possibility of it happening, yes.
They're all elderly.
Yes, I know. This is the baby boomer... Wait, what's it called? The baby boomer sweeper? Not the baby boomer shower? No. It's like some like catchphrase that people are using to get killed off of baby boomers. But I'm gonna tell you right now, like, this shit will like hurt you. Yes, it will. If you're so selfish.
There's people that recover just fine.
Yes,
there's so many. 80% recovery rate where they're just fine.
You got that from me because I was watching a video.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
And that's a legit stat.
No, that's from a guy that was like talking about because he was actually an actor and he's saying that. Do you actually know the numbers? No. I'm going to tell you the truth. I didn't listen to Trump's thing today. But I will after this podcast. But I will everybody die from it? No. But people who are old, yes, they will die. But I mean, you just because you want 2 weeks off, like, come on now. Are you being serious or are you just putting that
shit
on?
You self-quarantine in your fucking house. How is anybody else gonna fucking get it?
You don't. Have you been listening to Trump speeches or no?
No. I don't care that much about politics.
Oh my god. Okay, so. It's a droplet, okay? Cough,
yeah,
sneeze.
Droplet precaution, I know.
Right, so what they did research on at the White House, it's in the air, and it'll stay in the air. It doesn't die, so you can spray Lysol all you want. It won't, like, totally die.
So what's the point in doing anything to try and keep it away then if it's in the air?
It will die off. It just takes time. They don't... First they said it took 48 hours. Now they're saying it takes days. They don't know.
You know, I read a thing that hospitals were running out of masks, and I was like, no, that's not true, because we were just fine, and they were handing them out left and right, like, throwing them at people. No speakable content could be... Why does that happen every single time?
So I'm playing my phone, but go on.
But no, we actually are having a shortage now. One of our officers got yelled at today because she was wearing a mask.
Yep. Also, I heard from one of Trump's things is that... actually, no. It was actually one of our emails. Did you read it yet?
I read them. They go to my phone.
So on one of them, it said that the government or wherever this stuff is coming from, like the masks and stuff, they're limiting them now to every hospital. You're only getting this much, and you're supposed to use it when you're supposed to use it. So
they had to bring up the N95 masks in a brown paper bag, and they were like all secretive about it. It was so weird. Like, that's literally the point that they're at. And then another nurse took our extra one because she's like, I've been waiting for one for too long.
See, and you're over here saying, oh, it's not that serious. But here they are. The healthcare professionals are...
I don't think that the virus is serious. I think the effects of that are serious. The shortages in the hospitals are serious. The people going bankrupt, that's serious. People freaking out about that and panicking, that is all serious. But the virus itself...
Well, did you see the stock market went down? Like, people lost a lot of money.
Yeah. I know, my stocks went down. I only have a few, but they still went down. It's shitty.
So, I mean...
It'll go back up eventually, though.
Eventually, but not right away. I mean... Well, tell them about your personal life and say what's going on, what's affecting... In your household, how's it affecting you?
Well, I can't get out anymore to do anything, like, with, like, friends or people I hang out with. Like, I can't get out.
Where would you go? You never went to the bars. You weren't really a bar person.
I would meet with one of my friends at the bar a lot.
Oh.
but now, like, there's really nothing to do, so, like, we'd have to just... hang out in a car or something. Like, I don't know. It's so lame and it's so cold outside. You can't even walk around. So, I don't know. I've been playing a lot of Call of Duty Modern Warfare. So, PlayStation, you guys, hit me up. I'm just kidding. I don't play with people.
Yeah, let's just...
I play by myself because I'm horrible.
Let's just throw our identities out there. Stupid. What
I'm
else?
Kidding.
Well, who else in your household is affected other than you?
Mostly affects me because I'm the one seeing what's happening at the hospital. I don't know. My sister got laid off. My boyfriend got laid off. Everyone's getting laid off. Except me. I'm in the healthcare field, so I'm good. Essential.
But you were part-time.
But I'm essential.
But you're part-time.
So I've been picking up hours. I only need part-time pay to live. Yeah.
See, I live, by myself, so I just have to focus on myself.
I know, I wish I lived by myself. I was looking for places the other day.
You were?
Yeah, but I literally can't afford anything that would be worth it.
So why don't you go full-time?
Because I can't just do that. That's a huge lifestyle adjustment.
Oh my god, growing up is so harsh.
Well, it's a lot different, and I'm still in school. I can't just drop everything and
you're online
full-time.
Right now. It's the perfect time to go home.
Well, school's gonna... It might come back. I don't think this coronavirus shit is gonna last as long as people think it does.
The president says it's gonna go up to only July and August.
They are guessing. They have no idea. They just started treating...
Everything has been canceled.
They just started treating coronavirus cases in a test experiment study where they're treating them with the cure for malaria, and it had 100% success rate.
Well, I didn't hear 100% of a success rate.
It was 100%.
Well, yeah, they're using the physical therapy drug to basically help, because apparently it does something with the coronavirus. I'm looking it up.
Well, whatever the fucking cure for malaria was, it just had to be approved by, like, Trump had to surpass the FDA or some shit like that. I don't know. But if there's already stuff curing it, like, why is this projected to go so long? Like, if once a cure comes out, it's pretty much over. Everyone should be, like, most people will be fine then.
You know why it's called the coronavirus?
Because that's the how the molecules are in the fucking virus?
You mean, no, it's because the coronavirus, like, itself, like, has a crown.
That is not why.
No, really.
It's called the coronavirus, not the crown. Crowno.
I literally heard... Hold on. COVID crown.
Jesus. Why don't you search why is it called the coronavirus?
Why is it called the coronavirus?
We're gonna let you guys know. Alright, we're going to the CDC website.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, whoa. Blah, 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 blah. Wait. Co stands for corona, VI for virus, and D for disease. Okay, that's just the acronym.
Wait.
You're going through this way too fast. Oh, hold on. You keep scrolling up when I'm fucking reading.
The F-bombs are here, ladies and gentlemen.
I can't help that. These are all just, like, questions about it.
I know. That's why. Give me the phone.
I don't think we should be on the CDC website.
Why?
Because that's not gonna define coronavirus. Like, it's not anything to do with the crown. I just don't know how to explain this.
Hold on. I will find it. I will find it. I'll show you. Anyway.
I've been learning coding, so I can try to make a website for you so you can find it, because I know what you're looking for doesn't exist.
Oh my god. Where is it? I just saw it yesterday.
What, it was on Snapchat? No, that's incredible.
No, the doctor was he was a licensed doctor. I looked him up, and, like, he was talking about it, and he was answering all these people's questions, because people were freaking out about it. They said that there's a crown, like, on this, like, stupid virus, and that's why they call it the coronavirus.
Corona comes from the formation of the molecules.
I'm just telling you what he said.
Well, I'm just telling you that's fucking stupid.
You gotta find it.
That guy's a fucking dumb twat eater.
You guys have a corona. Nope.
We're gonna be looking all night for this. Okay. Alright, let me try using my own. I'm gonna try how did it get its name?
How did the coronavirus get its name?
Yes, okay, look at. Okay, so we were both kind of right. Look at this. So, coronaviruses derive their name from the fact that under electron microscopic examination, each viron is virion, I don't know what that word is. I'm not a scientist. Is surrounded by a corona or halo.
See, I told you, it's like a crown.
I told you it was a fucking electron, or I told you it was the microscopic thing.
You didn't say that?
Yes, I did.
You said the molecules.
Yeah, that's basically what that is, the electrons.
Anyway, it's
of a crown. So we were both fucking right. And that says halo, and it's still a corona, not a crowna, or whatever. Like, I don't know. Whatever you said first.
Yeah, there's, like, if you look at it, it has, like, spikes on it, and that's why it's like that, and they say it's like a crown. I don't know why they didn't call it the spike. I mean...
Because that sounds great.
I don't know.
The spike. The spike virus.
spikes into your lungs.
Fucking terrible.
Apparently, people have been reporting it feels like you're drowning. You just gotta cough up, like, all this shit out of your lungs. And then they gotta, like, they have to go into your lungs to take this shit out.
Do your lungs fill with fluid?
I don't know, we should ask Reddit, actually.
I feel like we're asking the internet too many questions about this.
I feel like the internet would have more than what the media is telling us, and I feel like Reddit would be the most credible source.
Reddit is not a credible source.
Do these people on Reddit literally are so smarter than, like, most people?
Oh my god. You heard it here. Reddit people are the smartest.
Shush. I am talking. Coronavirus.
Oh, you're just trying to spell things?
Yes.
You cut me off for that?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh. Uh-oh.
I shut the door. Emily's terrified of the other dog that lives here.
Hate that thing.
Excuse me. Whoa. I don't even know what he's doing out there, man. Stupid dog. Alright, we can look this up later.
Fine. Anyway, you guys, like, have any questions about how... Well, I mean, you already saw it already. The sociopath doesn't really care anything about human life.
I just think people are overreacting, that's all. I care.
I want 2 weeks off. I'm over here, I'm like, Hey, you know on second shift, I literally see these old people, like, on respirators coming into ER.
Old people are on respirators either way.
No. You want to bet money on it? I bet you a month from yesterday that they were not coming in on ventilators. They are now.
That's such a common problem with old
people. No, it's
not. Yes, it is.
Not at our hospital where they're coming in. Like, I literally saw four the other day, just kept coming in. I was like, what the fuck? It's like old people they look like they're fucking breathing. Not breathing. And that's what the ventilator's there for, to help them breathe.
Overreaction.
You make me so angry.
Yeah, that's fine.
Jesus. Ugh. I mean, at least I didn't text anybody, but someone texted me asking, oh my god, it's like the apocalypse is here.
People keep asking me if we're going into quarantine or not. Like, I think they mean, like, a shelter at home. Like, how am I supposed to know? I'm not the fucking president. I'm not the fucking governor.
Wait, who? Who's been asking you?
Just random people that you don't know that I know from, like, a while ago. Like, there's people from high school that were messaging me about it. Like, dude, I haven't talked to you in fucking years. And you're just now, like, messaging me to ask if we're going into quarantine. All I know is that the hospital is a shit show, so don't go to the fucking hospital. That's all I know.
No, don't listen to that. Go to the hospital if you're dying.
If you're fucking literally dying,
go to the hospital. But if you're, like,
they're
just
gonna
scared,
send you home if you're just being a pussy, though.
I mean, okay, maybe we shouldn't be that harsh.
Nurses are literally telling people not to come back.
I know. And if they do have it, they send them home and say, quarantine yourself. Right. And if you're dying, then come back, yeah. So yeah, that's happening for damn right sure.
Yeah.
But, like, it's just, I mean, this whole thing about people taking food off the shelves and all this shit that's going on with that kind of pisses me off. Because that affects me, because I'm like, okay, now I can't fucking go eat.
Yeah, because people are fucking panicking and losing their shit. Yep. Everyone needs to chill the fuck out. Calm down.
Then, like, my leasing office is like, hey, we're closing. And I'm like, great. Like, does that mean I don't get to pay rent?
Wow.
I gotta text the maintenance guy and ask him, do I still pay rent?
I would assume so.
I'd be like, no, because you guys are not in the office. How do I know my rent's gonna get there? I was worried about my narcissist. So I was like, oh, she's probably out of a job, but she doesn't give a fuck about me. Why the fuck should I give a fuck about her?
Right. She's just a stupid hoe.
No, she's smart. She's in, like, fucking middle of nowhere with a dad that has guns, so...
She is not very smart, according to recent events.
Oh, yeah, not smart, like, in that way. Like, at all.
Book smart, not street smart. Or law smart.
Don't say anything else.
That's it.
We were supposed to go to, you know what, for legal stuff. It got canceled for this coronavirus. But that night I wasn't sleeping anyway, so I was like, oh, fuck. Oh god, it's affected me.
You're infected. Ah, cough on me. That's funny. But yeah, we just wanted to let you guys know how we're doing during these troubled times. We hope you all are well and that none of you have the coronavirus. And if you do, let us know how it's going for you.
Your eyes are so dilated.
Okay. But yeah, so let us know. We would love to hear from you guys.
You've been smoking weed.
Why do you need to say that?
Because I just wanted to let them know what's going on.
Great, I'm glad the whole world knows that now.
They know you do this.
Yeah, but we don't need to say it.
But okay. They know it, though. They know it already from past.
Anyway, we can end this here. And we will talk to you guys again, hopefully, next week. Hopefully. If we have time to do another episode.
If we're not quarantined.
Yeah, if we're not fucking quarantined or... Or if Emily's not dead with fucking panic because the fucking
I'm
virus
not
is
panic.
Gonna kill you.
Okay, listen, I am perfectly fine. I just have bills that I'm worried about. That's all I'm worried about.
I know, that's the real problem here. But
I am.
But I know it is, but I'm dead serious, but
no. I mean, like, getting toilet paper, like, I'm spending more money trying to find fucking toilet paper driving to places to...
I'm trying to end this episode and you keep it going.
I'm just telling them my financial... shit right now.
I'm sure they really care about your financial.
Well, you know, some of us pay rent.
I don't, so I don't know. I'm sorry.
I want my own apartment.
I do.
But I can't pay rent.
I want my own apartment.
Just get a full-time job.
It's not that easy.
It is
easy. No, it's not. It's not that easy to just switch your whole life from part-time.
It's not hard,
though. Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm ending this episode.
You literally get like 3 more
good
days
night.
A week.
We hit over 2,000 views. Thank you guys so
Thank
much
you guys.
For that.
Yes, you guys are dope.
Keep listening and whatever if you like this stuff.
Obviously they do.
Yeah. So, and... whatever. Thanks for the support. Keep
Whatever.
Listening. We'll see you
You're
next time.
So ridiculous.
Good night.